what's up, everybody? This is Zato with Zato Calling Show, where I talk to people. I know I haven't had an episode in the past couple weeks. I've just been, pretty busy doing stuff. So, I did say it would come out on Fridays, but, not every Friday, because, you know how it goes with stuff. But, it seems like I got a few voicemails to play, so let's go ahead and play that right here.
Hey, J-Dog, Witsy here. I have a really important, super tricky question for you, but I think you're the man to answer my question. Would you rather be super fast or super strong? Thanks, J-Dog.
Wow, that is a really good question. Would I rather be super strong or super fast? That's a good one. Being super strong would probably be pretty cool with, picking up buildings and, sewing them and stuff. But, I feel like super speed would be better because, I always wanted to, travel places and stuff. And I feel like running there really fast would probably be better than, it'd be cheaper than taking a plane, that's for sure. I bet if you was, fast enough, you could probably run on the waters and not sink in it when you're running and make it across the ocean if we're talking, really fast. So, I'd probably pick that one. Plus, if you were, super fast, you could, pretend to be super strong. Because, have, a bunch of boxes. And, tell people, hey, look over there. And then, all these boxes move. And she's like, yeah, I just did that with my muscles. But, really, you were just, really fast when you did it. So, I feel like that would be, probably the best part of it would be to being super speed. Other than super strength. Because, everybody likes to compare Superman and Flash. Which one is faster? Because, one's faster than a speeding bullet. And the other one's name is Flash. Light, I guess. I'm not quite sure on the mythology there. But, he's pretty fast. So, I'd probably be Flash. First of all, he doesn't, he doesn't have that, kryptonite allergy that Superman does, where he gets, swells up like a bee sting, and, slows him down, so that's, one benefit of it, is, it doesn't seem like people ask, the Flash to do a lot of stuff for them a lot of the time, too, like Superman, so, he could probably, have a pretty chill lifestyle, and unlike Superman, where he has to, save the world a bunch of times and stuff, so again, in that situation, the super speed would probably be the preference, of me for that reason. But thank you again, Wishy, for that question. I think I got another one here. There we go.
Hey, J-Dog. This is Billy. I was wondering if I could get better at hide and seek. I'm not very good at hide and seek.
Okay, thank you, Billy. I guess that was the whole question. Hide and seek. I gotta admit, I was pretty good at hide and seek back in the day. I feel like there were times when, I would hide and no one would find me for hours on end. It's then I would come out and they were we stopped playing a while ago. And I guess nobody told me about that or something. But I think they were really just jealous of my good hiding abilities. Cause they really couldn't find me where I was hiding. So I guess I could give you some tips. First of all, it depends on if it's inside hide and seek or outside hide and seek. Inside's a little bit trickier because you got limited space to work with here. So, if it's, a big house, maybe, your friend's, kind of rich or something, a big three-story house, I would pick, the least traveled room in the house. If there's, a guest room that, they don't use a lot because, I don't know, maybe somebody died in there at one point and, they wanted to preserve it, like that one book where the guy died and didn't touch any of the stuff in the room. Probably should pick that room to hide in because, nobody would expect anyone to, go in that room. So, that probably be my first pick of, rooms to hide in. Also, any place where, people are oh, that'd be, really uncomfortable or stinky to, hide in. You probably want to pick that place, too. If there's, a place that's, a bunch of trash and stuff and, oh, nobody's. Certainly nobody would hide in here, and that's probably the best place to hide, because no one's gonna find you, so, it's totally worth it, smelling bad if you win the game, so, it's a pretty good trade-off, smelling like trash and stuff. Also, if there's like a laundry room with like a bunch of laundry and stuff, you can like hide yourself under the clothes, cause like they'll just think you're clothes and not like really there, and like they might like kick you and stuff, and like say like, I wonder where J-Dog is, and like kick the clothes a bunch of times. Like it might hurt a little bit, but like clearly they didn't know I was there, so like, cause they like, you know, left without tagging me or whatever they did in the hide and seek. Again, it's complicated if you're outside, because, like, there's way more possibilities to hide, because, like, pretty much everything is, like, outside, you know, the earth and stuff, so they kind of got to limit, like, the range of the game to, like, maybe, like, stay, like, in the neighborhood or, like, in the backyard or something, but, like, there's got to be, like, stuff to hide in, because it was, like, a backyard with, like, nothing in it. That's not very fun, because, like, it was, the game would be in almost immediately. But maybe, like, are you a little guy, Billy? Because, like, I was a medium-sized kid, I guess, but, like, I would try to, like, fit under, like, the porch and stuff, which, like, sometimes there'd be, like, bugs and, like dead squirrels and stuff, but like that's okay, because like nobody expects you to like go under there in the grocery places, and like they just like to find you there, so like you can just kind of hide down there and like spy on people when they walk by and just kind of like giggle to yourself a little bit, because they're trying to find you but they can't find you. And that's probably my favorite part of the hide and seek game, is when the people are looking for you and they can't find you. But that's probably my best advice on the hide and seek game, so hopefully, you know, that helps you out, Billy. Okay, I think I got one more question here. Let me see.
Hey there, J-Dog. This is Mr. Jenkins, the runner of the Neighborhood Crime Watch Association. I was just wondering if you've seen any suspicious-looking characters around, because I've noticed a lot of trash cans being kicked over. Bye!
Oh, wow. Thank you for the call, Mr. Jenkins. I really respect what you do, trying to keep the neighborhood safe and stuff. Now you mention it, I have noticed a lot of garbage cans being knocked over. Like, I just, like, assume it was, like, friends of raccoons doing it, like, trying to find, like, pretty good loads or something in the trash. But, like, now that you've, like, planted that seed in my mind, like, possibly it could be, like, a nefarious plot in the neighborhood of, like, somebody knocking over trash cans. Like, that's kind of got me thinking now, if I've seen any suspicious characters in the neighborhoods. There was a guy, like, selling, like, magazines and stuff around the neighborhood, and, like, he was pretty cool. Like, I invited him into my house and stuff, and I bought, like, a ton of magazines from him, and he said they'll probably be here in 6 months or something, but, like, I had to pay in cash today to, like, get the good deal he was giving. I can't remember if he gave me his name or not, or, like, any contact information, but, like, the magazines here were selling seemed pretty cool, so, I'll be looking forward to that. But, I didn't see anybody suspicious other than that. Well, there was this guy who was, like, in the van, like, driving around, like, kind of asking people, like, hey, come check out, my van, it's pretty cool. It's, like, get inside of it and, like, look around at how cool it is. And, like, I noticed, like, people were, like ignoring that guy and, like, starting to walk away from him very quickly, which seemed kind of mean. So, like, so I went up to him and said, like, hey, that's a pretty cool van you got there. I'd like to see the inside of it. And he got real nervous and, like, drove off. So, like, I don't know if he was, like, embarrassed by my forthcomingness or something, like, talking to him or something, but he seemed like a pretty cool guy too. I think he had like ice cream and stuff in there too. So like that would have been pretty fun if I was able to see it. Hopefully he comes back. But other than that, I haven't really seen any like suspicious characters running around. So maybe it's just those squirrely raccoons looking for a dinner or something in the trash. Sometimes I like to leave like little sandwiches out there. It's like, I cut them into triangle form because, like, I know that they got those little hands and like to pick up the sandwiches they eat. So, it probably tastes better than, like, trash and stuff that they usually eat. So, perhaps, they told their friends about that, and that other people, maybe have sandwiches in their trash cans, but and then they get mad when there's no sandwiches. Oh, maybe it's my fault. Maybe I shouldn't make sandwiches for the raccoons anymore, Mr. Jenkins. I might try that. I'll probably leave him a note first, like, just letting them know, like, hey, this is gonna be, like, the last sandwich for a while, so, like, don't blame me for anything, but, like, there's some shady stuff going on in the neighborhood. Raccoons, so, like, be cool about it with the sandwich. Not having the sandwich. So, I think I might try that. But that's probably going to be all I have for you, Mr. Jenkins, about, like, suspicious activities. Okay, well, that's probably enough phone calls for today. So, I will remind you guys, you can leave me messages on anchor.fm, anchor.fm/J-D-O-Z-Z-Z. That's anchor.fm/JDog with four G's in it. And then you can be on the show and I can answer your questions and stuff. So it makes it a lot more fun answering questions for people. So go ahead and do that, and I'll see you next time.
Oh, thank you.